Pity the poor man. Every day, some sad schnook who is riding high on ego and money and power gets dragged down into the mob of angry women ready to have at his sorry manhood with sharp tongues and sharper fingernails. One day it's that creepy monster Weinstein or whoever, the prototypical casting couch perv who not only seduces young wannabe actresses but threatens the established ones with smear campaigns that undoubtedly would ruin careers. Hugh Hefner died last month, and boy howdy, that signaled the end of an era of boys having their way with girls. Hef surrounded himself with a bevy of young talent, lounged lasciviously in his black satin pajamas, and thought he'd discovered a new world of permissive sex and exploitation. Guess he missed the Roman Empire. Power brings many rewards, but as the boys at the pilot lounge like to say, money talks and bullshit walks. For all our lives, the frat boys and the fat cats have had their way with their female counterparts. Women's lib opened some doors, but behind a lot of them, they still encountered the predatory male, the guy who can't translate no and doesn't expect rejection, not from some pretty little underling. Every day now, another rogue molester finds his accusers shaking fists and talking to the press. Movie actors, congressmen, judges, professors, you name it, the spotlight is veering this way and that. Poor Judge Roy Moore, newly off his campaign win for GOP senatorial nominee of the great state of Alabama, is being accused of groping a 14-year-old girl. Even in Alabama, this is considered beyond the usual pale. They don't care if he was the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court and fought valiantly for bringing the Ten Commandments into the courthouse. Well, Nine Commandments if you throw in the prohibition against sex with someone other than your wife. Even Jesus' old man, Joseph, was called out by the Alabama state auditor, purportedly in defense of Judge Moore for being an adult dating Mary, an underage teen at the time. The auditor apparently felt that what was okay for the parents of the Son of God was certainly good enough for the beleaguered judge. My own take is they should be glad the statute of limitations is a couple thousand years past due date, but not for the judge. Hashtag Me Too is a train that's barely left the station, and already the bodies are piling up under the cowcatcher. The chatter at the morning breakfast in the South End Diner is way less vociferous, almost whispers now. It's as if we can nearly hear the testosterone drying fast in the hot winds of this new climate. Who knows who'll be missing next week? Who among the assembled caffeinated is without sin? Who can say where the next finger points? Danny the Dagger, our geriatric playboy of days long past, maybe summed it up best. If those people thought they were safe after Trump admitted groping women and got elected anyway, they better hope they own a few very tall towers and half a dozen golf courses, too. My money's on the women now. Trump better climb to the top of his own damn tower and bolt the doors. They'll be coming for him, too. God help us all.